Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
University campuses that should be the bastion and protector of freedom of speech, a variety of ideas and thoughts, a marketplace, if you will, of ideas, are often closed-minded to people of faith and traditional Judeo-Christian values. That's exactly what happened at California State University in Los Angeles. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, we have some good news we'll talk about toward the end of the program regarding what we did at the University of Central Florida, the largest university in Florida. But here on the other coast in California, at California State University in Los Angeles, student protesters swamped the university to barricade the entrances to a theater where a conservative commentator by the name of Ben Shapiro was set to deliver a speech about censorship and diversity on college campuses, and he actually got censored. His title of his message, or the event, was called When Diversity Becomes a Problem. And as a result of that, they tried to censor him, and they tried to shut him down when he had the clear right to freedom of speech.
Yeah, so much for tolerance, huh? And so much for diversity. Tolerance for me, not for thee. But you and I both know that when you hear the left with their euphemistic language about tolerance and diversity and all of these things, that they mean a one-way street here. Total intolerance if you disagree with them, up to and including literally violently barricading, threatening students who were going in to hear Ben Shapiro speak, blocking the doors. They were able to funnel about 100 students in through a back entrance before they got to it to shut it down. So he gave the speech. All the while, the students were yelling and pounding on the doors outside, a bunch of the Black Lives Matters radicals, and shouting and threatening and pushing and shoving. And the title, When Diversity Becomes a Problem. The irony is palpable here. He's there to talk about how we should have open discourse and open exchange of ideas. And that's what academic freedom and academic honesty is about here. And let's agree to disagree, and let's have civil discourse and conversation. But no, the left, you know, when you're losing the argument on the merits, you have to shut down the debate and silence all dissent. And this is just what was the perfect microcosm of what we're seeing happening at a national level, unfortunately, on college campuses around the country.
Well, Ben Shapiro is the editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire, and he was invited by Young America's Foundation at an event at this college when that event was billed, When Diversity Becomes a Problem. And so what happened is, I've got a photograph in front of me, and I'll describe it. It is the entrance to the student union that was reserved by this organization for Ben Shapiro to speak. Anybody could have come if they wanted to. They could have listened. They could have had Q&A. But instead, the lobby is jammed packed with about, I don't know how many people, but it's completely jammed. You can't get any more students in that lobby. They were blocking the entrances so no one could go into the student union to hear Ben Shapiro. So these students that did want to hear, they found a side entrance that still had not been blockaded by these protesters. And they snuck about four or five people at a time in so they couldn't be noticed. About 100 students were able to finally get into the building before the protesters found out about that back entrance, and they blocked that as well. Ben gave his message to the few students that were able to get in, about 100. And then these people were outside continuing to protest, banging on the door during his presentation. And then the police escorted him out because of, quote, safety concerns, close quote, at the end of his message. The university should have removed these protesting students. The problem that you have here is this idea of speech for them only goes one way. It's only speech with which you can agree. The fact is, the First Amendment protects speech with which you disagree. If it only protected speech that you agreed with, we wouldn't need the First Amendment. We just need a benevolent government But watch out, because that benevolent government can turn into a tyrannous government that doesn't agree with you. That's why we need the First Amendment. The First Amendment is only doing its job when it protects viewpoints with which you disagree, viewpoints and messages that make your blood boil, if you will. That is how we ultimately in this country protect our freedom, allowing different points of view. When you stifle that freedom, when you tell someone they can't speak, that's what ultimately causes the frustration. That's what causes the reaction. And it's not only in this area that we're seeing this, but we're also seeing this in respect to Israel. For example, people who are pro-Israel, they get shouted down at some of these university and college campuses. I know a person that we bring to our students. He calls himself a progressive or moderate Muslim. He lives in Israel. He's an internationally known journalist. He says he will not come to the college campuses in America anymore to speak because it is too violent. He said he would rather be in some of the places in the Middle East than to be in some of the college campuses because he'd have more safety for his own personal well-being than he would on some of these college campuses. What we're engendering in some of these people, these students on some of these campuses, is a major intolerance that ultimately will be the undoing of the republic if we don't respect other people's viewpoints.
Well, and we're talking about civil rights here. This is a First Amendment infringement. This is going back to the Shapiro instance, for this is at California State University, Los Angeles. And the president there, William Covino, had originally said that he was going to arbitrarily shut down Ben Shapiro's speech and the Young America's Foundation there because he just said he didn't feel like it was a balanced representation on the issue. Well, they pushed back. They said, we're going to have it anyway. This is our First Amendment right. You cannot shut us down.
Well, and he can't force them to say what he wants to. If some other group wants to have someone else to speak, that's their right.
Then they can have someone else. That's the point. And so then he reversed himself because they called his bluff. And now, so what happens now? There were a number of professors there that called for these riotous students, for these riots to go pound on the doors and get there and obstruct the First Amendment to infringe these individuals' civil rights, First Amendment civil liberties and civil rights. So they were there. Here we have professors paid on by your taxpayer dollar, violating these students' civil rights here, and they're not being called out for it. Instead, all these students and the professors and the protesters are now demanding, because William Covino, the president of the university, reversed himself and actually did what he's obligated to do by the First Amendment, allowed them to exercise their First Amendment rights and speak. Now they're calling for his resignation. So, you know, the left, the secular left in this country, Matt, the progressive left, if you will, they have gotten so out of hand and so out of control that we've moved on from any kind of civil debate. They want to shut down all debate. And we're even starting to see now these violent pockets of leftists welling up here. And they're willing to even engage in this kind of obstructionism and even violence in order to shut down any opposing opinions.
Well, on the other side of the coast, the good news is at the University of Central Florida, which is the largest university in all of Florida, they were giving a hard time to pro-life students that wanted to have some time to hold an assembly in what is called the free speech area. They wanted to push them away. They wanted to have pro-life signs and also signs of children who were aborted. The brutal abortion procedure, they wanted to show that. And they were told no. Liberty Council got involved, and we pushed back. And the good news is they were able to have their positions. They were able to speak. They were able to be there. And they were able to have their signs. There was only a few opposing people. I can't even use the name that they called themselves on here, but it was this radical organization that was very, very pro-abortion. And frankly, the word that they referred to themselves would be banned by the FCC. But they showed up with just a few, and the pro-life students were able to have their exercise of the First Amendment rights because Liberty Council was able to get involved and push back. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. We have a Patriot's Handbook. It's a pocket-sized handbook, and it's about the rights of students in public schools. It applies not only to the middle and high school, but also to certainly the college campuses. You don't lose your constitutional rights when you enter the schoolhouse gate. That comes from a U.S. Supreme Court decision. When you go onto the school property, you don't shed your constitutional rights. You maintain those rights of freedom of speech and free exercise of religion, and you can exercise them before or after class and between class. You can also do assignments or responses to assignments that are consistent with the subject matter in the assignment that is being presented or asked of you to do. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, ask for the Patriot's Handbook, and you can also get the other Patriot Handbook series that's part of that same series as well. Go to lc.org, go to our online store. You can order that and much more at lc.org. Remember to Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular and consistent financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.